Jim, I want you to tell me exactly what you're hearing about whatever the communications were, you know, between Flynn and the Russians.
Right, Brooke, let's run through it. The Trump transition team confirms, as you said, the incoming National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, did speak by phone with the Russian ambassador, Sergei Kislyak, late last month. The transition says that conversation, which was first reported by the Washington Post, we should point out, happened on December 28th, just one day before the Obama administration announced those new sanctions against Russia for its hacking operation in the 2016 election. Now, incoming White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer said the conversation came after the two men texted back and forth, wishing each other a Merry Christmas. Here's what Spicer told reporters this morning on the call.
With respect to General Flynn, just to give everyone a TikTok on this, on Christmas Day, General Flynn reached out to the ambassador, sent him a text, and it said, you know, I will wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I look forward to touching base with you and working with you, and I wish you all the best. The ambassador texted him back, wishing him a Merry Christmas as well.
Now, Spicer went on to say that Flynn and Kislyak, and this is really important, Brooke, only spoke about on December 28th. They later had this phone conversation after those texts went back and forth on Christmas. They only spoke about setting up a phone conversation between Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin that would take place after Inauguration Day. Of course, next week, next Friday. That is important because any conversation about the sanctions between Flynn and the Russian ambassador could bring about accusations that Flynn was in violation of the Logan Act, which is a law that bars American citizens from negotiating with a foreign government that's in a dispute with the United States, which certainly was going on at the time. Now, the current White House Press Secretary, Josh Earnestbrook, was just asked about this, and Earnest told reporters he has, quote, zero insight into the conversation. But, of course, all of this is very important because one of the key questions coming out of this campaign was, did Donald Trump or any of his associates working for him or his organization, the campaign, have any contacts with Russian officials during the course of that campaign, in the context of that campaign? That is the question that I tried to ask at that news conference earlier this week.